Here's an example of what can go on when we take a coloured complex where we are binding. So this is an ONO ligand. So what's that ligand called? Yeah, and over here it's now bonded through the oxygen, so it's if we're bonding through the oxygen, it's nitrito. Okay, the first one through the nitrogen is nitro. So in that case, we have got this one here where it's bonding through the nitrogen is a yellow color. If we apply ultraviolet radiation, which is given the symbol H nu, H is Planck's constant, nu is the frequency of light, so we're simply saying we hit it with a photon. That then changes the yellow isomer into the red isomer. And the red isomer, if you heat it up, which is a little Bunsen burner symbol down here indicating heat, then you transform the red isomer into the yellow isomer. So it's a nice, easy type of structural isomerism where you can control it carefully by varying light and heat. There's quite a lot of information sort of stored in that type of system. So they're looking both at inorganic and organic systems where you can control the state of molecules simply by shining light on it. It's like a lot of uses in CDs and DVDs and stuff like that, because if you can store it at the molecule level, this is then maximally storing information in a very small amount of space. So there's a lot of